You're listening to SBS News.
The earthquake that devastated Haiti in 2010 took the lives of more than 200,000 people and left more than 1.5 million people homeless. Those who were left behind were reliant on relief aid from the international community and from charities such as Oxfam. But the behaviour of some of Oxfam's aid workers in the months that followed are said to have raised serious concerns, with allegations that some were sexually exploiting desperate and vulnerable women and young girls. The report reveals what it calls a culture of poor behaviour, and rather than helping victims, Oxfam was driven by a desire to protect the charity's reputation and donor relationships. Baroness Stoll, the chair of the Charity Commission, says victims, whistleblowers and staff who try to raise concerns were let down.
No charity is more important than the mission it exists to serve or the people it exists to serve. And no charity, however good how much good it is doing, can trade off that good against keeping people safe from harm.
The report says Oxfam's director in Haiti, Roland Van Hauwermeiren, should have been keeping people safe, but used his position to sexually exploit local women, claims that he denies. Oxfam chair Caroline Thompson says the scandal is a source of huge regret in the organisation.
These people were desperate. They came to ask for safety, for clean water, for real help, and they were betrayed. And it will be a source, I think, of permanent regret to everyone in Oxfam that this happened to us and by us and by our people and that it wasn't handled better at the time. But I do think that we are now going to learn the lessons from that.
Van Hauwermeiren was allowed to resign and took up a post with another charity. When the news of the scandal broke, thousands of donors withdrew their support and the government, their biggest donor, also withheld funding. Whistleblower and Oxfam's former head of global safeguarding, Helen Evans, says the problems are far broader than just those in Haiti.
Aid agencies, the fundamental humanitarian principle is do no harm. What good are the aid agencies if they deliver aid but they leave a legacy of sexual exploitation and abuse? My real hope is that today's report is the wake-up call the sector needs. Yes, there have been a lot of fine words, a lot of promises, but now we need to see action, we need to see change. And that cultural change is going to take many, many years.
And Oxfam aid worker Shaista Aziz talks of a toxic cowboy culture which existed across the whole sector, founded on what she called a new colonial type aid system.
This goes beyond Oxfam. This is an issue in the sector. Bullying, racism, sexual harassment, it's rife in this sector. And anyone who's ever worked in the NGO sector knows that it very much mirrors what happens in society.
Oxfam was also criticised over its activities in the UK, with a report warning that the charity had not done enough to ensure the safety of the army volunteers working in its high street thrift shops. Oxfam's accused of failing to properly assess the risks of allowing ex-offenders to work alongside schoolchildren. The report details 16 serious incidents involving volunteers under the age of 18. Oxfam chair Caroline Thompson says the charity has accepted the review's 79 detailed recommendations and has already taken action in many of the areas they cover.
It is a source of great regret that they happened. We work hard to keep all the young people who work with us safe and give them a good and valuable experience. Safeguarding is everyone's responsibility. That's why we're putting every single member of staff through basic safeguarding training, and 95% of them have already done it.
The British government says it will be making a decision on its future relationship with the charity in due course. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.